City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 19, Democratic Primary. John F. Duane. Paul D. Graziano. Austin I. Shaffrin. Paul A. Vallone. Chrissy Voskarishian.
John F. Duane.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Father, attorney and consumer advocate.
Previous occupations.
Small business owner. Assistant Attorney General. Assemblyman.
Education.
Holy Cross High School. Colgate University and Columbia Law School.
Organizational affiliations.
I have been involved in numerous local organizations, including the Westmoreland Civic Association, the Knights of Columbus, the Little Neck Douglaston Historical Society, the Alley Pond Environmental Center, the Queens Historical Society, and a former vice president of the Little Neck Community Association. In 2011, I was honored with the Little Neck Douglaston Memorial Day Parade Community Service Award. I coached Little League and created Services Now for adult persons that provide vital services and hot meals to thousands of seniors. I am the grandson of immigrants who understands the struggles facing new Americans and values the contributions they make to our society.
Prior public experience.
As a former Assistant Attorney General, I took on Con Ed, winning a $30 million settlement for taxpayers. In my time serving as a state assemblyman, I authored 22 laws, including the Vietnam Veterans Tuition Assistance Law.
What is the most important issue in Council District 19 you would address if elected?
I will serve my community as a full-time City Council member, and my focus will be our overall quality of life and the complex factors that determine it. Results count.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Overdevelopment, job creation, education, public safety, and official corruption are all areas where we can and must do better.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I was born and raised in Northeast Queens, and I raised my family here, for a time as a single father. I am committed to improving this special place I call home. I have dedicated my life's work to challenging powerful special interests on behalf of those who often do not have a voice. I'll put that experience to work on behalf of my constituents and strive to make our city, and Northeast Queens in particular, a better place to live, work, and raise a family.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Paul D. Graziano.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Urban Planning, Historic Preservation Consultant and Advocate.
Previous occupation.
Same.
Education.
MS in Urban Affairs, Hunter College, CUNY, 1999. BA in Comparative Literature, University of Massachusetts at Amherst, 1993. Bronx High School of Science, 1988.
Organizational affiliations.
Save Flushing Meadows Corona Park, Queens Civic Congress, Historic Districts Council, Fort Taunton Conservancy, North Flushing Civic Association.
Prior public experience.
Planning, preservation, and land use consultant to then City Council member, Zoning Committee Chair Tony Avella, now State Senator, as well as to the Civic Homeowner Associations in the 19th Council District.
What is the most important issue in Council District 19 you would address if elected?
The number one issue that has affected the 19th Council District for decades, overdevelopment, which negatively impacts our schools, infrastructure, traffic, and general quality of life. As the author of the R2A Anti-McMansion Zone and the designer of the neighborhood-wide downzonings that have been adopted through the 19th Council District since 2004, I will continue to use my expertise to protect and preserve our neighborhoods through zoning reform, landmarking, and parkland acquisition.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Meaningful education reform for school districts 25 and 26. This includes an end to the Department of Education and creation of a decentralized system that will ensure parents in Northeast Queens have a significant say in our children's futures. Protecting our public parkland from commercialization and public acquisition of remaining undeveloped land for parkland in Northeast Queens, including wetlands in Udall's Cove, the Old Flushing Airport, and the remainder of Crest Haven in Whitestone is critical. Landmarking our historic neighborhoods, such as Broadway Flushing, Beach Court, and Bell Court. Infrastructural upgrades, including sewers, roads, and, after the tornado and superstorm Sandy, placing electrical lines underground.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
During the past 2 decades, I've helped protect our neighborhoods from being overdeveloped by making our voices heard. I have a proven track record of being able to deliver results in a timely manner and in consultation with civic leaders and the homeowners and residents who live in Northeast Queens.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Austin I. Sheffrin.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Candidate for City Council District 19, Queens.
Previous occupations.
Vice President of Public Affairs, Empire State Development, Office of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. Press Secretary, New York State Senate Democratic Conference. Director of Media Relations, Shinecoff Limited. Communications Director, New York City Council Finance Chair, David Weprin. Community Liaison, U.S. Congressman Gary Ackerman.
Education.
Queens College, City University of New York.
Organizational affiliations.
Democratic District Leader.
Prior public experience.
Vice President of Public Affairs, Empire State Development, Office of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. Press Secretary, New York State Senate Democratic Conference. Communications Director, New York City Council Finance Chair David Weprin. Community Liaison, U.S. Congressman Gary Ackerman.
What is the most important issue in Council District 19 you would address if elected?
My top priority is improving educational equality and outcomes for our children by increasing parental, community, and educator input in policy planning, stopping overcrowding in our schools, and reducing the misguided reliance on high-stakes testing.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Other priority issues include protecting our neighborhoods from corporate overdevelopment, cutting taxes for middle-class families, securing more funding for our senior centers, parks, and libraries, and banning all outside income and employment for council members to end the cycle of pay-to-play corruption.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I was born and raised in Northeast Queens and have spent my entire life working to make the only place I have ever called home a better place to live, work, and raise a family. With a decade of experience working in the city, state, and federal government, I know what it takes to improve our schools, protect our neighborhoods, improve senior services, and build an economy that produces jobs and reduces taxes for working families.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Paul A. Vallone.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Managing Partner of Vallone & Vallone, LLP.
Previous occupation.
N.A.
Education.
J.D. St. John's Law School, Class of 1992. B.A. Fordham University, Class of 1989.
Organizational affiliations.
President of the Clinton Democratic Club. First President and Founding Member of the Bayside Whitestone Lions Club. Council and Board Member to Auburndale Soccer Program and St. John's Preparatory School. Community Board 7 Member. Queens County Bar Association, Knights of Columbus No. 569, St. Andrew Finance Committee and Co-President of the Men's Guild, Scholarship Chairman of Kiwanis and Judge Vallone Scholarship Program, Director of Queens Folk Group and CYO Soccer Coach.
Prior public experience.
New York City Board of Corrections.
What is the most important issue in Council District 19 you would address if elected?
We must reclaim our local council office and recreate the bond of accountability and trust. Once we restore and unite the district, we must fight to protect and preserve our quality of life while remaining safe in our homes. We must support our local precincts as well as all of our NYPD, FDNY, and all emergency services. The restoration and increase of the size of our police force while expanding local police resources within our community.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
The demands our small businesses face have forced this critical component, our local economy, to the brink of closing. I will stand with my fellow small businesses against unfair regulations, abusive fines, and work with the city to develop tax-free zones and 0% loans to new businesses to help with the startup costs that prevent many new businesses.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
As a father, husband, and small business owner in our community, I have worked hand in hand with my community's organizations. As a member of the Community Board 7, first president and founding member of the Bayside Whitestone Lions Club, president of the Clinton Democratic Club, CYO soccer coach, council and board member of the Auburndale Soccer Club, has helped me every day to stand with our community and fight for issues that affect all of us.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Chrissy Boscarishian.
Party enrolled in?
Democratic.
Current occupation?
Chrissy is a mom, wife, civic leader, and NYPD council president.
Previous occupations?
Chrissy started working when she was just 16 years old, and she quickly rose through the ranks of the telecommunications industry. She retired as director of global sales operations for one of the largest communications firms in the world. She regularly worked with global partners to expand their businesses, as well as managed 50 employees and oversaw a multi-million dollar budget.
Education.
After graduating high school a year early, Chrissy put herself through college and the Gibbs School of Business at night while working a full-time job.
Organizational affiliations.
After spending 31 years in business, Chrissy retired to focus on her neighborhood. When businesses were getting out of control, Chrissy co-founded the Station Road Civic Association in 2008 in order to create a working relationship between residents and the neighboring businesses.
Prior public experience.
In 2009, Chrissy was elected president of the 109th Precinct Community Council and grew it to one of the largest in the city. Chrissy also went to work for the New York City Council as Director of Constituent Services and eventually as Chief of Staff, where she oversaw one of the most proactive constituent service teams in the city.
What is the most important issue in Council District 19 you would address if elected?
We must work hard to protect our quality of life and to ensure our public safety. We have to give police officers and firefighters the tools they need to keep us safe. Further, we cannot afford more budget cuts to our schools, parks, and senior centers.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Government should be more responsive to its citizens. I promise to focus on serving the district and addressing the needs of the residents. Helping others is my passion, and through constituent services, I believe that we can do a lot of good for many people.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My 31 years of business experience and passion for helping people make me the best candidate for City Council. When I founded my civic association, it was not because I hoped to one day run for office. It was because I saw a problem and someone needed to step up and fix it. This is the same mentality I will bring to the council: hard work and a dedication to do what's right.
Participating in the campaign finance program.